And here we are back on WWGH Radio, Wednesday, February 26th, 2020. 2-26-2020, 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride for another hour this morning. Don't forget the Charlie Evers Show this morning, 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon. Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Nate Redman, Offbeat News and Trivia from 4:10 to 5 p.m. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon tonight, 6:10 until 7 p.m. And don't forget, tomorrow we will be giving away root beer floats from Stewart's Root Beer, because Stewart's Root Beer, a Marian tradition, opens for the 95th season tomorrow. And we will be giving a root beer float away on this program and during Charlie's show from 10:10 a.m. until noon. And 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, Sean Kraft, myself, and Abby Crowman, who I'm sure will be a part of that broadcast, will be doing a live broadcast tomorrow night from Stewart's Root Beer during the grand opening, during the last hour they're open tomorrow, 7:10 until 8 p.m. And boy, are we going to have a lot of fun with that, to be sure. Now remember, you can listen online, WWGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH or listen over the air, 107.1 FM. That's how it all happens here in Radio World. All right, what have we not talked about this morning? You know, this Stewart's Root Beer trivia that I'm going to get into tomorrow is so interesting to me because I really had not done any work on knowing anything about Stewart's. I mean, I've known it's been in Marion for as long as I've been here. But beyond that, I didn't know the whole story of Stewart's Root Beer, and it's a very interesting story. And it's an Ohio business, which also makes it very, very cool. You cannot go wrong with an Ohio business, to be sure. Now, I want to get back to the blueberry dumplings things. As I said during the first hour, Abby made these blueberry dumplings on Monday, and the fact that she made them so quick, it proves to me that she has some kind of culinary gene in her bones, because I don't know how anybody could pull that off in that amount of time. It's shocking to me. It really is shocking to me that anybody could pull off blueberry dumplings in that amount of time and have them be that good. That is impressive, as I say, because this is not an easy undertaking at all. And like I say, I know Abby has a big moment in her life coming up later on today, and I want to wish her the best with that. I know she's a little nervous this morning, but I know she is going to do just fine. She's going to knock this out of the park without any question, because that's the type of person she is. She's a very determined person, to be honest with you. That's one thing. I haven't known her a really long time, but one thing I have picked up from her is that she is a very determined person, and I kid her all the time about being overly competitive. And she probably is overly competitive, but in her area, that is probably not a bad thing, because I think it's given her a unique edge over a lot of other people which is very, very cool. And I think that's what makes her uniquely herself. But I'm just being way too nice today. This is something, who ever knew that I had these kind of nice things to say about people? I must really be losing my mind at this particular point in time, because I am not this nice a person on a regular basis. But today, I'm going to be nice. I'm feeling in a good mood today, for whatever reason. It's the middle of the week. We had a great time doing our broadcast from Nashville this past weekend. So I think everything is just great. Now, the video thing, you know, that wouldn't be bad. I could share that on Facebook, by the way. I certainly would do that. And give credit to all the people. Okay, let's see here. Oh, okay, I just got a message from Abby. Now, this is funny, because I'm asking why the blueberry dumplings were so good. And apparently, it's my understanding that the blueberry dumplings were so good because there was an extra dash of love thrown in. Now, isn't that nice? An extra dash of love thrown in. You know, it's a funny thing, though, that Abby would say that, because I have always heard that all Southern cooking, because when you, Southern cooking is usually the best cooking you will ever get. And I've talked to so many people who were Southern cooks who have said the reason that the cooking is so good in the South is because they do take time. They do take love. They do put a little bit extra in to what they do. And I think love in cooking translates into time and wanting to do it right. So I think that's what love in the kitchen is all about. It really is taking the time to do something and do it right and do it because you want to make it right. And I appreciate that, because I just cannot rave enough about these dumplings, because people screw them up all the time, as I say. So that is a very good thing, to be sure. I wonder tomorrow night, Mary Ellen, I know, does listen to this station, Mary Ellen Withrow. I wonder if Mary Ellen is all planned for the big Stewart's Root Beer opening, because we are going to have a lot of fun with that tomorrow night, 7:10 to 8 p.m. I don't know if Charlie Evers is coming with us yet or not. I got to talk to him this morning when he comes in at 10 o'clock. But we do have 4 seats open in the car, should we end up in the car. Because at this point, I'm not sure if we're ending up in the car or if we're ending up in the galley. If the galley is filled, we're not going to go in and take seats away from people who need seats. But we certainly can eat, if need be, in the car and do the broadcast from there, because the mic is portable, so it will go around. No issues there whatsoever. All right. As we move along here on a Wednesday morning, do want to let everybody know we do have something big coming up on Friday, but again, I cannot announce it. I have not got back the absolute confirmation on this yet. And as soon as I do get the confirmation, I will make the announcement at that particular moment. But for some reason, I just don't have the confirmation on that yet. And I don't want to say it, because as soon as I say it, then it won't happen. And then everybody will say, oh, you said this was going to happen and it didn't happen. So I'm not going to make the announcement about Friday until I'm absolutely sure, but I can tell you that the odds at this particular point do look pretty good when it comes to this happening on Friday. I know the person involved is on board. I just don't know at this particular point if the venue is on board. So we're still doing some work with the venue, but hopefully we will have those answers all sorted out by this afternoon, and we can talk about this tomorrow So that is the big Friday announcement. You know, I'm still a little perturbed about this cone being put up in the McDonald's line earlier today. You know, I'm going through McDonald's this morning. You always want to get through fast because you want to get here on time. And I particularly wanted to get here a little early this morning. So I left early and I pull into McDonald's and the two lines are moving. You know, they got the turnstile lines there. And I'm pulling into where they veer one way or another. And as I'm pulling into the veer, what happens is they put an orange cone in the lane that I was going to go in where there was only one car waiting. So then I had to wait on the side with the other four cars. Now that is no fun. Nobody wants to do that. So tomorrow, I think I'm going to have to complain tomorrow. And I hate to be those people who complain at a fast food place. Because I'm just not, it takes a lot to make me complain. But I'm just not sure because I did not see, the only time I ever see them put those orange cones down at McDonald's is usually when a semi is coming in. But I did not see a semi or anything of that nature. So I'm not sure what that was all about. I have no idea why they put a cone there and tried to reroute me. By the way, this morning on Charlie's show, which you'll be listening to right after this one, 10:10 a.m. until 12 p.m., he has two value meals from Panda Express. He has a free smoothie, 20-ounce smoothie from Smoothie King, and he has some giveaways to Jimmy John's. So Charlie will be having a very good morning this morning on his show, Giveaway Wise. Let me see here. A free sandwich from Jimmy John's. So he's got a sandwich from Jimmy John's. He's got the 20-ounce free smoothie. He's got the two value meals from Panda Express. And of course, yes, he still has the Jags koozie, which we have never given away as much as we have tried. Now, you know, I've been thinking this morning quite a bit about the undertaking, as I said earlier on, that Abby is going to go through this afternoon. And again, I don't want to say what it is because it's her life and a private thing, but it's been coming for a couple months. And I know she's nervous this morning, and I often think about nervous being a good thing. You know, I don't get nervous a whole lot. I don't know why. Maybe my brain has just given out at this point, and I just don't get the nervous spells. But I know she's a little nervous this morning, but what she's doing is such a very cool thing that I'm totally impressed by it. And I know she's going to do a great job this afternoon doing it. And, it's on Facebook, so I can talk about it. All right, well, let me make sure I get the exact information correct here, because I don't want to say what she's not doing. I want to make sure I have exactly what she is doing this afternoon. Okay, and she said she doesn't normally get nervous, so it's kind of strange for her to be nervous today. Well, I think it is nerve-wracking for a lot of reasons, which I will probably explain if I can ever get the information up here at this particular point. Okay, here it is. Here's what's going on today. There's going to be a WOA webinar, Drug Epidemic Series. Addiction Invaded My Family, Blogging Helped Me Cope, by Abby Croman. This is today, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, this webinar is something that's done on the computer and done for a large group of people. And Abby will be doing that this afternoon. And it's talking about, she was on the show. She talked about the addiction issues that her husband went through. So to do this today in front of a group that I guess is all over the country, people will be watching this webinar all over the country, I am so impressed because not only to be on in front of such a large group, it's the women of AT&T National, by the way, that's who's putting it on, the women of AT&T National, to be invited to do this, is very cool. Very proud of that. And also the fact that she accepted, because it is a personal topic. Now, she did come on the radio here and talk about it, but to talk about it with strangers on every coast, in every state, in a large audience like that, that's very tough. That's very different. So I've got to give her all the kudos in the world today for being gutsy enough to do this and being forthright enough to tell this story, because this story will help a lot of people. See, that's the thing. I think a lot of times we think we're the only ones going through something, but that's not true. We're not the only ones going through it. Anything that ever happens to you has happened to somebody else at some time. So you always kind of have to keep that in the back of your mind. As I've always said, my mantra is in life, this too shall pass. So anytime anything bad happens, that's what I say. This too shall pass. And if you say that enough times to yourself, you do get through it. And I think what Abby will say this afternoon in this webinar, although I have not seen the speech, it's an inspirational story, because on the opposite end, she came out okay. She came out okay. She survived it, even though I'm sure it wasn't the most pleasant thing to go through in the world. She did come out on the opposite side. She survived it. And she will be making that speech today in front of a great audience. So, like I say, my Cubs cap is tipped to you, Abby, today for going out and doing that. And that's another example of somebody here in Marion doing a great thing. And we're always happy to recognize people in Marion who are doing great things. And by the way, my Cubs cap is also off to you in regard to the blueberry dumplings. Now, if you ever want to attempt strawberry dumplings, or you ever want to attempt blueberry dumplings again, you know, if you just got the lemon zest laying around and some free time, I certainly would not turn those down. But, yeah, very proud of her, very cool. And as I've said, she's just a fun person to be around in general. Always has been, since I've known her. You know, not to say that the friendship will not go downhill at one point. You know, nothing lasts forever. I love that quote. When Donahue was on, I heard that quote yesterday because I was listening in the repeats. And I love the quote that Phil Donahue gave us when he was on a couple weeks ago. And he said, if all good things come to an end, then all good things will. I think that's a very interesting quote. I don't know. Is it true that all good things do come to an end? I guess that's what the saying says. Nothing lasts forever. Yeah, that's probably true. I love that quote, though. I'd never heard that quote until Donahue came on the show. If all good things come to an end, then all good things will. That is about as good a quote as you're ever going to come by. And I think that is just tremendous on so many levels. What a cool quote. And maybe it takes it takes the pressure off of us to always be pressure to always stick with something to the end. You know, it's strange because I was told once, you know, we're all about clean plating. Mothers and fathers always tell their kids to be clean platers. And I was told that that really started back in the Depression. That really before the Depression, clean plating was not a big thing. But because there was such a lack of food during the Depression, that the parents would yell at the kids if they didn't clean their plate because they didn't know when the next meal was coming. So that's where that little tradition started. But if you really think about it, over time, we've kept that tradition. And I don't know why we've kept that tradition, but we have. So the tradition, I think, that all things have to last forever, I don't think that that's necessarily true. And it doesn't mean that they were bad. It doesn't mean they had a bad ending. It just means that, okay, that came to an end. I'm glad I had that in my life. It was a very good experience, but it comes to an end. And then you just remember it for what it was. The good time you had and the unique experience that you had. I think sometimes we spend too much time worrying about what coulda, shoulda, woulda been. And maybe if we didn't do that, we would be a little better off. But again, the quote from Phil Donahue 2 weeks ago, and tell somebody this today because it's a great quote. If all good things come to an end, then all things will. So there you go. Even good things. They never say that about bad things. If all bad things come to an end, then all bad things will. You know, that would be a little more comforting. That's probably true too, though. You know, bad things do end. Bad things don't go on forever. There are very few things in general that go on forever. Have you ever noticed when you get so excited about something? Holidays are this way. You get so excited about a holiday or something like that, and then the holiday comes, and you're just over the moon excited, and you're great, and everything's perfect, and then that night, you're so depressed that the holiday is over. Because you put so much time into thinking it was going to be this great, big, exciting thing. And maybe it was a great, big, exciting thing, but it comes to an end. And when it comes to an end, people get very depressed. And I guess you just work your way through it and look forward to the next holiday. But where we all started here was with the blueberry dumplings and Abby making those. And I do want to say that the reason I'm spending so much time on this morning is because I gave her so much hassle day after day after day about the sausage biscuits and gravy that I feel it my duty at this particular point to be nice about the blueberry dumplings because, you know, they were good. There's no lie in that. I cleaned the crock pot out. But I am still looking for the video. Because, see, that's a personal thing, too. That's kind of like food. That you're doing something personal, constructive, with your own hands for somebody. That's always more important than a store-bought gift to me. Yes, Abby, you redeemed yourself with the blueberry muffins. You are now redeemed in the eyes of me. In regard to food. But the videos that people are putting together, which apparently are not hard to do, I did not realize that videos were that easy to do. I couldn't do one because I'm completely inept, apparently, when it comes to that stuff. But these videos that people are doing are just tremendous. And, you know, I think they are touching to people because they've got music, and music is very personal, and music is very emotional. So you put the music behind the pictures, and you've really got yourself something. So that is cool in and of itself, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion. So what are you going to do? Now, I tell you what we are going to do here. I think we have a little break coming up here. Do we have a break in the program today? We very well might. Let me see what I can muster up here. Yeah, I think we do have a break coming up. Okay, we are going to be back after this short but very important break here on WWGH Radio. We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal, and you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers, and that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Our professional wrestler and movie star, Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listeners of the WWGH, this is Ox Baker. Man, Ohio, I know you listen to WWGH. You better start listening.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there. How are you, Scott Spears? Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, the place to be. All right, we're back here this morning, 38 minutes past the hour, and I've got kind of a strange thing going on here. I'm being told that there is somebody on the phone line, but I don't have any guests set up for this morning. So let's give it a try. Caller, are you there?
Public health crisis by ending the...
Hello?
Hello? Yes, are you there, caller?
Yes, who is this?
This is Scott.
Oh, Scott. Oh, yeah. God. I'm sorry, kid. I'm just going for coffee. Can we get it on in about 15 minutes?
15 minutes sounds great.
Okay. All right, I'll call you.
Thank you.
All right, Scott. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Well, now what? Now, wait a second. What in the world was that? What was that? Okay. Well, 15 minutes? What time is it now? 39 minutes past the hour. I guess we'll go till 5 till? Okay. I don't know. That was kind of strange. I think that was that Phil Donahue? Okay. I think it might have been. He was getting coffee. Okay. Well, stay tuned. Now we've got a cliffhanger here, kind of like Dallas. You remember Dallas? Now, see, I'm probably talking to an audience that has no idea what I'm talking about when I say Dallas, the Who Shot JR thing. But, okay. Well, maybe we will hear from Phil Donahue this morning. We'll take it. 40 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time, and 15 minutes from now will put us at 5 till. Well, we're getting another call here. Let's see what this is all about. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there? Hello? Man, we're having difficulties this morning. Okay. Hello, caller. Well, apparently that didn't work. Okay, now things are starting to get weird. Okay, we had Phil Donahue call in, who sounded like he was in a coffee shop, I think. And now we've got a call there, and I'm not sure what that was. I could not hear anybody on the line. If that was you, call back. 740-383-9944. Let's give this a shot again here. All right, we're going to take a shot again. Caller, are you there? Caller? Are you there, caller? Well, that's very strange. Caller, are you there? Well, we just had a call a few minutes ago where we could hear people. I don't know what's going on there. That's strange. Well, I guess that's the way it goes right now. Wednesday, 41 minutes past the hour, trying to get a call in here that apparently we're not sure what's going on. Oh, man, wouldn't that be awful if the phone lines went down with all this intrigue we've had this morning with a call from Phil Donahue from the coffee shop, and now we can't get this call through? Well, try to call back in. I don't know why the phones would not be working. They worked a moment ago. 740-383-9944. The phones are ringing. That has to be a good sign at this particular juncture. All right. Well, remember, Charlie Evers is coming up this morning when this show goes off the air. 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then, of course, we have Glenn Coble from 12 to 1 today. And Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 to 5 p.m., and then we have the Trinity Baptist Church from 6:10 until 7 p.m. So we are really taking care of business here this morning on WWGH Radio. But apparently we are doing it with phone problems galore. Now, we have had the weirdest morning this morning. Okay, let's recount what has happened this morning. Gary Burbank, legendary radio personality, called in, 20 minutes after 8 this morning? I didn't have him booked. I don't know what that was all about. And Phil Donahue calls in at, I think that was Phil Donahue. Okay, let's say it was. Phil Donahue calls in at, 35, 39 minutes past the hour? And now we've had two phone calls where we can't hear anything in the line. So I really have no idea what is going on. Well, I hope that call comes back. 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear who that was. It'd be interesting to know. But again, Stewart's Root Beer tomorrow morning on this day. Okay, maybe this is it. Maybe the phones will be in working order here. Let's give it a try. Third time's a charm. Good morning, caller. Are you there? Caller. Are you there, caller? Apparently, maybe third time is not the charm. All right. I tell you what. Let's try this. Let me see if I can get this worked out here and figure out what in the world is going on at this particular point. And we will see if we can get this stuff worked out for you this morning. What a weird, this might go down as the weirdest show in the history of this program. But we'll take it. Maybe the, I don't know. Still cannot hear anything. I've never had that happen before. I know, I'm getting messages now. You better get your phone fixed. My goodness. That is strange. That is very odd. Okay, well, maybe this is it. Well, give it another try. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, this is just a listener. I just was checking to see if I could get through.
Yeah, the phone's working.
Okay,
Thank you.
Check. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, okay, we've had that work. That's strange. Wonder what's going on. Why did that not work? But hopefully that person calls back and maybe gets the phone problem fixed between here and there. Okay. Boy, that has never happened before. But what's working for that person? I wonder what's going on with the other person. Why they can't get through. Okay. If that is you out there listening, try a different phone if you have one. I don't know. Okay, well, this is the way it goes. And also stay tuned because we have no idea what the surprise is with Phil Donahue. I don't know what that's all about. You know, it's not good when you lose control of your own program. You know, with only 14 minutes left this morning, to lose control of your own program, that is not a good thing because you have no idea what's going on from moment to moment. I have no idea why Gary Burbank called in this morning. I don't know who this is who's trying to call in who cannot get in. I have no idea what Phil Donahue was calling in about, but apparently he was at the coffee shop. What a weird morning. But you see, this is live radio, and this is why it's fun to work in this medium, because you never know what's going to happen, and you're getting it live. You're getting to see all my phone problems, and, well, apparently, I don't think it's my phone problems now that a listener has called in. I believe the phone problems might be on the other end with the other person. So I'm not going to take ownership of this phone issue that we currently are having, because I think it might be more on the other person's end. So at this point, I'm going to say it's not my phone problem. But do remember that you can listen anytime, WWGH1071.com, or download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH. But that is odd. That the how could three things of that nature happen all within the same morning? I mean, we've had problems before, but nothing of that nothing of that nature before. But you know what? This is why we plug along, and we will keep going along and doing this live program, because that's what you do. You can't stop. So 48 minutes past the hour here. Again, do want to say thank you for the blueberry muffin. Why am I saying muffins? It's dumplings. Blueberry dumplings. Blueberry muffins would not have been as impressive to me for the birthday. Definitely blueberry dumplings were the way to go. And homemade, lemon zest, the whole bit. And again, we do want to wish Abby all the best with her speech today, which she's giving to people all over the country. I think that is very, very cool. So everything is moving in a very positive direction. It's been one of those nice mornings where you can be positive toward everybody. It's fun to give people a hard time, but at some point you do have to back off and let people know that there are a lot of good people in this community. There are a lot of good people in a lot of communities doing a lot of great things, and I think that is highly important and always good to recognize. And again, don't forget, we're going to be giving away ice cream root beer floats tomorrow morning, one during this show, one during Charlie's show. We're going to do them by drawing. We're going to have Stewart's root beer trivia questions, because it is their 95th season grand opening tomorrow. And I believe that we have, what do we have, 17 questions tomorrow. So we'll see how good you are, because some of these questions are harder than others. But we do have 17 questions. It's been suggested to me now on the internet that maybe we have a hacker in our phone line. Isn't that possible? Somebody has hacked in to the WWGH phone lines and caused us a major problem here this morning. Well, but Gary Burbank got through okay. And our friend there who called in here a few minutes ago got through okay. So, and Donahue got through okay and sounded good wherever he was. But it sounds good to that degree. But whoever that one caller was who gave us three calls, we could not hear a word that was going on there. As much we tried, we could not hear a word. 50 minutes past the hour. Now, coming up tomorrow on this program, we'll probably do, well, tomorrow's Stewart's Root Beer Day. How about that? And this announcement Friday, I'm looking so forward to this announcement. I wish we could get it hammered down where I could tell you what's going to go on Friday. And I hope it does go on Friday, because to me, it's a very big thing. I think people will be highly interested in it, and it just should be a lot of fun. And it's something we've never really done here on this station before. But we may be doing it Friday night. But again, it's one of those things like doing a remote. You don't want to say you're going to do it, because you could be on the verge of collapse at any moment. And that's the last thing you want to do, is collapse. Now, again, if you're just tuning in, early this morning we heard from legendary radio personality Gary Burbank, the voice of Earl Pitts, who kind of called in out of the blue, and we just had a little conversation, and that was fun. And then about 10, 11 minutes ago, I think it was Phil Donahue. Did he say his name? It sounded like Phil Donahue. Let's put it that way. It sounded like Phil Donahue, sounded like he was in a coffee shop, from what I could tell. But he did say he was going to call back in 15 minutes. So I think that's going to happen this morning. And then we had a caller who called in three times, and we got nowhere with that because we could not hear anything that was being said. But maybe right now that person is frantically trying to find a phone that will work. Now, this is interesting to me because Phil Donahue does not do interviews, and he was just on the show 2 weeks ago and did a great interview, two-hour interview with us that was heard by a lot of people, and I certainly do appreciate that. But I don't know what he'd be calling in about today. Maybe he's calling in to say, hey, you know, you're nuts. I'll never do another interview. Wouldn't that be awful to get on the air? Wouldn't that be awful to get on the air and hear that? That he would never come back on the show? He sounded pretty cordial, though, if that was Phil. Did that sound like Phil Donahue to you? Because I don't think the person said their name. You know what's funny about that? I said, is the caller there? That's what Phil Donahue used to say all the time. Is the caller there? Man alive. It's getting stranger by the second here this morning. That's all I know. Stranger by the second. On this Wednesday morning, February 26th, 2020. I'll tell you, I'll be glad to get off the air this morning. It's been a weird morning, and hopefully tomorrow I'll have answers to these questions. I'll have answers. Who was that calling in who could not get through, who was trying to get through very persistently? Why did Gary Burbank call in this morning during the 8 o'clock hour for what seemed to be a nice interview? Why is Phil Donahue calling in? If we don't hear back from Phil in the next few minutes, I guess we'll have to figure out what that was all about. So, see, now it's a mystery program. Now this radio program has turned in to like a WOSU mystery. That's what I feel like. It's a WOSU mystery here on WWGH Radio. But the one thing I do want to remind you is tomorrow night, live remote from Stewart's Root Beer, myself, Sean Kraft, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, we're all looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. And again, to recap, we want to thank Abby for doing the blueberry dumplings. They were great. And we want to wish her all the best of luck this afternoon with her webinar to over 1,000 people, I guess, talking about very personal subjects. And again, that's all happening out of Marion, Ohio. And I'm sure she's going to do great. And that's what makes it very, very cool on a very large scale. Now, trying to think if we've got anything big planned for Friday morning show. At this point, I don't know. Now, I do know if you ever want to send anything to this station, you can do that. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, and you know the rest. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, you know the rest. If you want to send us anything and don't want to walk it over to the building or drive it over to the building, that's how you do it. And we will get it here in the WWGH studios. 55 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday morning. Now, this would be about the time that the caller... See, I have to say at this point, the caller who I believe is Phil Donahue is supposed to call back in. But other than that, I really don't know. This person might end up calling during Charlie's show. And the other caller, I don't know what happened. Phone problems galore. The whole thing went a little shaky. So I guess that's just the way that particular thing is going to go at this particular point, as it were, on a Wednesday. You know, Wednesdays kind of have that feel. You're stuck in the middle of the week and you don't really know what's going on. But I assure you, if we go off the air today and we do not have answers to any of these questions, that tomorrow I will make sure to figure out what in the world happened this morning and what was going on. Now, again, I don't believe that we had a phone issue because the listener who called in on our end came through just fine, heard me, I heard them. So I don't have any control over somebody else's phone working or not working, but that's the way it goes. That's live radio, and that's why we like it. You know, live radio is theater of the mind, and when I think back to the Nashville trip, I think about that in very big terms because you really had to be theater of the mind because as I was sitting there in Nashville, I kept thinking, you know, the people back here in Marion cannot see what I'm seeing, and that is what makes radio great, is the descriptive nature of what you're telling people, and you're painting that picture with words that allows them to see such great things. And there is nothing better than that, than to be able to alert people to what you're seeing. You know, for years, one of the things that went on here in Marion was the charity ball. And the charity ball was all about how people were dressed. And, of course, you can't see that over the radio. You can't see how people were dressed. But it was people who went to the charity ball and described how people were dressed that made that such a great event and a great thing and a great tradition for so many years. So there's that. And that's what you do on remotes. You try to describe what you're seeing and see if it goes okay. So at this point, we're just waiting to see if we get the call back from the person who called in earlier and find out what that was all about. And we're going to wait here a few minutes to see if it happens, because it was interesting to be sure. And I feel awful because it feels to me like the person who was trying to call in really wanted to get in there. Three calls. I don't know why. Maybe I wonder if they could hear me. I certainly could not hear them, but I wonder if they could hear me. I guess you never know. Maybe we will find out. Maybe they'll call back during Charlie's show, and we will figure it all out as the morning goes on. But this is not like Halloween or Friday the 13th, so this is a really strange morning. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Donahue wanted to talk about. If that was Donahue, I see, at this point, it happened so quickly. All I remember is the person saying they were getting coffee, and they would call back in 15 minutes. So I don't really know. Apparently, the line for coffee, wherever that person was, is a very long line as we try to wait and see if that person makes it back here on the air momentarily. But if they don't, like I say, I will try to figure out and see if we get some kind of response in the next few moments. Now, we do want everybody to have a great Wednesday, and we do want everybody to go to the website, too. Mayor Schertzer was on yesterday in a very interesting interview, and it's already up on the website, thanks to Adam. So just go to WWGH1071.com, click under the Now with Scott Spears tab, and you will get all the interviews that are done on this program, including the one with Mayor Schertzer, which is already up there. So we were very happy that the mayor came on yesterday and answered some questions that were definitely on people's minds. So we thank him immensely and profusely for coming on and doing that. Because sometimes people in government, they don't always want to come on media-driven shows and answer questions, but the mayor was very kind to us and did that, and we can't thank him enough for that. Now, again, the Remaro is right around the corner. We are going to be giving away root beer floats tomorrow morning. I don't think we've ever done that in the history of WWGH Radio, giving away root beer floats because Stewart's Root Beer is celebrating their 95th season opener, 1036 North Main Street, tomorrow. And during tomorrow's shows, right here on WWGH Radio, 8:10 till 10 a.m., I'm going to be giving away a root beer float by doing Stewart's Root Beer Trivia. Charlie will be doing the same thing from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. We're going to give away two root beer floats, and you do not have to come to the station to pick them up. All you have to do is give us your name, and then we will send that right over to Stewart's, and all you have to do is go over there and tell them your name, and you will get right in. And that's how it will all happen. And it will be all safe and sound and all hunky-dory, no problems at all. But I would like to know the year that the Stewart's Root Beer opened in Marion. I know the year the franchise opened, obviously 95 years ago, but I don't know the year that the one opened up here in Marion. It had to have been, I would guess, somewhere in that particular neighborhood. I would guess it would have to be somewhere late 20s, early 30s, maybe in the 30s sometimes that would have opened up. But I don't really know, I guess, if you think about it. So, hey, that's the way it goes. All right. We're just hanging over a little bit today to see if any of these calls come back in, to see if the mystery caller is going to call back in, to see if we hear back from Phil Donahue after that little interesting event there we had with him. Hopefully, we hear back from him. That would be worthwhile. I wonder if the number that he called in from is still in the telephone. I don't really know. Let me see here. Well, I don't see anything at this particular point. Matter of fact, I don't see much of anything going on here with the phone at this particular point. All right, I tell you what I am going to do. We are going to wrap up the show today, and I am going to try to figure out all these answers. What was the Gary Burbank call about? What was the caller trying to do there? And was that Phil Donahue? We're going to try to get all these answers and figure them out for you, hopefully by tomorrow morning. So, I'm done. Here comes Charlie Evers.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-7000.